Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Team of Teams, New Rules of Engagement for a Complex World, General Stanley McChrystal presents a compelling argument for the necessity of a transformation in leadership and organizational structure to effectively navigate the complexities of the 21st century. Drawing from his extensive experience as a commander in the U.S. military, McChrystal articulates how the traditional hierarchical structures that defined military and corporate worlds are no longer adequate in today's fast-paced, interdependent environment. Through a blend of historical context, personal anecdotes, and insightful analysis, McChrystal makes a case for a network-centric approach, where adaptability, decentralized decision-making, and a deep sense of interconnected purpose empower teams. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the inefficiency of traditional hierarchies. McChrystal describes how traditional hierarchical structures, while once effective in more predictable environments, are now too slow and rigid to respond to the rapid pace and complexity of modern challenges. He illustrates this point with examples from the military, where centralized decision-making proved to be a weakness in the face of agile and unconventional threats. The inability to adapt quickly to new information and contexts, McChrystal argues, can be a critical vulnerability. Secondly, the power of a networked organization. Drawing a contrast to traditional hierarchies, McChrystal advocates for a networked approach to organization. This model emphasizes fluidity, rapid information sharing, and decentralized decision-making. He discusses how his own experiences in leading the Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, led him to restructure his forces into a more flexible and responsive team of teams. This not only increased the pace of operations, but also improved outcomes against a complex and evolving adversary. Thirdly, shared consciousness for organizational cohesion. A key concept in creating a team of teams is developing a shared consciousness across the organization. McChrystal describes this as a common understanding of the mission, the operational environment, and the capabilities of the team. Achieving this level of mutual awareness requires robust communication channels that disseminate not just information but context, thereby empowering individuals at all levels to make informed decisions that align with the organization's goals. Fourthly, the importance of empowering leaders. Empowering individuals at all levels to make decisions is a cornerstone of the Team of Teams approach. McChrystal emphasizes the importance of leaders who can delegate decision-making authority and trust their teams to act in the best interests of the organization. This empowerment fosters agility and innovation, as teams are able to adapt and respond to challenges in real time without being bottlenecked by a central command. Lastly, adapting to complexity through leadership. Finally, McChrystal addresses how leadership itself must evolve to facilitate the transition from traditional structures to a team of teams. Successful leaders in this new era are those who can navigate complexity, foster open communication, and create an environment where adaptive, networked teams can thrive. He calls for leaders to embrace vulnerability, relinquish control in favor of trust, and commit to continuous learning and adaptation. In conclusion, Team of Teams, New Rules of Engagement for a Complex World is a must-read for leaders and managers seeking to navigate the complexities of modern organizational challenges. McChrystal provides not only a thorough analysis of why traditional hierarchical structures are no longer effective, but also offers practical guidance on transforming to a more adaptable, networked approach. By fostering shared consciousness, empowering leaders at all levels, and embracing the principles of decentralized decision-making, organizations can become more agile and resilient. This book is particularly beneficial for those looking to drive change within their organizations, as it offers insights into creating a more dynamic, effective, and cohesive team environment. If you would like to support Stanley McChrystal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.